expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I got to do it one more time because I haven't been here for 3 weeks. Good morning, Sovereign Minds!
We don't have to do it 3 times, you know. You really don't. I think we got it.
I just wanted to.
We can hear it in the background. Hey, boy.
That boy is exactly right. Today is May 20th, 2018. Wow.
All day?
All day long. Man, I'll tell you, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
And Red Smith. Enough said.
The dude abides.
The dude.
Yeah, the dude abides.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. It's been a rock and roll month. We haven't been on the air for about 3 weeks. If you don't know by now, our mother died on the 5th of the month. Cinco de Mayo is going to hold a place in my thought process for quite a while. So it's been a pretty rough month for us. Tax season, a lot of things going on. We wanted to let everybody know that there's going to be a celebration of my mother Shirley Kent's life on July 21st in Caldwell Park at the Lake Ready Pavilion. Again, she passed on the 5th of this last month, of this month.
This month.
And, we haven't got the times completely worked out on, one time
exactly,
we're going to do it.
Exactly, we're still working on that because of family. We're trying to make sure we cover all.
All
the family,
yeah. So stay tuned. And
just bear with us, folks,
out there.
Get
a little bit more precise on the time frames as we go. It's a month or so away, so there should be plenty of time. Well, it's almost 2 months now.
Oh,
yeah. 2 months away, yeah. So we wanted to give ourselves plenty of time to
To let the people know out there, the celebration of life is in the park. It's also a potluck.
Right.
And I just want to make sure we get that out there.
Just don't show up with your spoon and a fork and expect to get anything to eat because, half the crowd will be packing.
And also to let people know, we will not be having services. This is in place of services.
Right.
If there's any services, it will be only for family.
Right.
So.
Yeah, we have some particular things going on there that we're not going to talk about right now.
Yeah.
But, and you have to remember, everybody, that we're Irish, Scotch-Irish, so, we're not going to do the family wake thing at that point, because you know how that gets, fights break out.
They don't allow us drinking in the park anymore, I'm sorry. I can't do that no more.
More than one way to remind yourself you're alive.
So, anyway, Monday night, Reading Patriots meet every Monday night, 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonnyview. I guess the new church is the unnamed church, so we don't know.
No, it's that's faith community, isn't it?
I don't know. That's what I heard on the last radio program, State of Jefferson guys.
I was busy on the phone. Didn't hear it.
They stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, adherence to the Constitution. Wow. What else we got here? I mean, I guess we could go right into the news stuff, but
well, before we do that, let me get let's do a few announcements because we have Memorial Day coming.
Oh, that's next weekend, right?
Next weekend, yes. So on Monday the 28th, out at the cemetery at Igo Cemetery at 5:55, there'll be a memorial. And so it's open to the public, of course, and so bring your family and all that to honor the veterans out there, which is always a good thing. And then on the 30th, down at the Civic Center at 10:55 or 11, I keep getting the time screwed up, they will be having at the Veterans Grove down there, you know, that's in front of the Civic Center. So I do believe there's going to be a flyover there as well. So, again, you got both days, you know. Just remember what Memorial Day is all about. It's not just about barbecue and having a few beers, you know. A lot of people gave their life, so we have our freedom.
And especially if you've never taken your kids out to one of the ceremonies out there at the cemetery, take them. Make sure that they get it. It's something to be seen.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot of graves out there, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So... And teach them the history, why Memorial Day and why the red poppies and things like that that they don't probably get in school. They probably don't even talk about it. So, again, don't forget.
Well, with that said, I guess we should probably get into the news. Wow. It's been a target-rich environment this last week, that's for sure. I mean, spies in the Trump, in the White House from the FBI. That's not big news, is it? I mean, the political spies, you know, coming out of the Obama administration, we've heard all the stuff on Fox and so forth. But there's a lot of stuff that we're just not really hearing about from some big news sources that are some big news has come from sources that, you know, are not really that mainstream. But this Inspector General Horowitz finds that the FBI and the DOJ broke the law on the Clinton probe. And refers to prosecutor for criminal charges.
Wow.
Ruh-roh, exactly. I mean, now, you know, so now they have found reasonable grounds for, you know, that they violated criminal law in the FBI DOJ handling of the Clinton investigation has referred his findings for potential criminal misconduct to Huber, I'm not sure who Huber is yet, for possible criminal prosecution. Somebody better get prosecuted here pretty soon because, you know, Judge Jeanine went on a rant about Sessions being the biggest problem in the whole deal because he's not doing anything.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Why has he not been fired? If he's not going to do anything, what's the holdup on canning him?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, something's got to give here pretty soon. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but... you know,
could it be they're trying to get all the pieces to fall at once?
Maybe. I don't know. But
some of it is, you know, things like this take time.
I agree.
Yeah. They take a lot of time.
But with that said, Anthony Weiner, the indictment has been unsealed, which also vindicated Andrew Breitbart. And also that brings a whole other ball of wax up to the surface. On that, because now they got all those emails. That opens up the whole laptop from Anthony Weiner or Uba Abedin, you know. So Weiner has rolled, evidently, you know.
Yeah, Weiner's flipped.
The Weiner flipped. And so we'll talk about that some more here and as we go along. It's unbelievable. So the guy got a light sentence for 22 months for underage sexting. That's a, you know, so evidently, he turned the worm turned.
Sounds like maybe he went state evidence. And that opens up a whole lot of other questions about the things that have been going on with the DOJ and the FBI. If they were acting illegally, are all those deals and all of those immunities invalid?
I think this thing is going to turn into, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And you know, what are they talking about on NLSD or whatever? I mean, MSN-13, those guys are people too.
Yeah, sure they are.
It's like... You can't make this crap up.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre that these guys are not even going to be in business here pretty soon. So I guess we got a couple callers.
Yeah, we do. We've got Andrew on line one. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, gang. My condolences.
Thank you.
It's part of life, though, isn't it?
It is. That's the one thing we're all guaranteed is that of life is that you're not going to get out alive.
Yeah, well, Eastwood said it in the movie. Gosh, that Western you did in the 90s. We all got it coming, kid.
Yep.
Anyway, regarding the Sessions thing, Linda, you're right. They're setting the table. How can you expect to win a rigged poker game? Our judiciary is in upheaval because of the commie, Obama appointees in there. We look at the New York Attorney General who's just been taken out with his role-playing antics, if you will. Now we have a decent judge in there and such. That's why the Wiener indictment has just been released and opened up. Now we have a fair court. You know, they're going to bury it and bribe it if they can. The deep state is they're frightened. They're against the wall.
It's getting ugly. Yeah. It's going to get ugly for him, I think. I mean, what's his name said the other day on Fox News about Brent, I can't remember his name, that Joe...
John Brennan?
No. Well, he's talking about Jim Brennan, the Brenner, the guy from the FBI, head of the FBI, former CIA or whatever. And I can't remember the prosecutor's name, Joe something, former federal prosecutor. And he's saying, hey, he needs to go get a good attorney because this is going before a grand jury and there's going to be some indictments.
So finally, now that the chessboard is being set up with legitimate jurists, so
right.
It does take time. And believe me, I think we're going to go back in 5 years from now and go, wow, that was extremely quick on what happened. Right now, it's arduous at best, but I think it's happening.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Andrew, because, you know, I mean, what it is we've all been sitting around going, you know, pounding our fists on the table going, what the hell is going on? I mean, even a blind man, you know, can see what's going on as far as the Clinton emails and the obstruction of justice and the bribery. I mean, you got to be freaking absolutely stupid to not see what's been happening, or you got your face plugged into, you know, CNN and you might as well, you know.
Just complete and total mass hysterical denial.
Right.
That's, well, how long ago did we take the red pill? These people are just waking up now.
It's true.
That's right. I'm sure it's frightening for them.
I agree with that, Andrew. I think for us it's difficult because we've been in the game for so long. We've known for so long. A lot of mom and pop America are just waking up to what's going on.
Well, I mean, we're standing outside the building ready to form a lynch mob because we've had enough.
Yeah.
Totally. No kidding. And in the MS-13 are people, too. I mean, they're outing themselves. Okay, so they're going to legalize pot, relieve student loans. What else do they have to stand on? Oh, yeah, raise our taxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Raise our taxes.
They're dying.
Unbelievable. I mean, I don't think there's any...
Drug-pushing, pimping, psychopathic children killers are people, too.
Yeah, Hitler was just misunderstood, you understand. Yeah, I mean, you use that argument for any. Jeffrey Dahmer just, you know, he was just hungry.
Yeah.
I think we need a former committee to think about it. No, go color. Go get your damn coloring books out. Let the adults take over. That's all.
That's it. Absolutely.
Thank you, gang.
All right, thanks for calling, Andrew. We appreciate it.
So
yes, we do. We've got Gary. Good morning, Gary.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thank
you, gang. What can we do for you?
My heartfelt condolences for your loss. Your mother Shirley left a tremendous legacy. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks,
we
Gary.
We appreciate it.
We probably should go to a break. And this is, you know, we got some music on here. This is for Mom. You know, we probably need to turn our microphones off because we'll start crying here in the studio, too. So,
yeah.
Anyway, this one's for Mom.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Sovereign Mind Radio on with Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. So, with that said, let's keep talking about the stuff that nobody wants to talk about. I mean,
the important stuff.
I mean, you know, it's like this whole thing about MS-13. You know, the what's her name, the press secretary Sanders. I can't think of her first name now.
Sarah,
thank you. Sarah Sanders, she tweeted out, if the media and liberals want to defend MSN-13, they're more than welcome to. Frankly, I don't think the term the president uses strong enough. And then James Wood, who I think is really awesome, tweeted, I love her.
I do, too. She's fearless. She takes it and stuffs it right back down these guys' throats.
I just don't understand the mentality of these people. I just don't get it. I mean, you know, it's like the whole nuclear thing. They would rather see us get blown up than Trump succeed. It's like, what are your options here? Think about that.
I don't know.
For a second.
I don't see any of them taking the MS 13 home to their house.
At what point,
so great. You know, why aren't you taking them home?
Yeah.
What are these time released red pills?
I think it is just a complete and total emotional and intellectual inability to deal with reality.
I guess that's it. I mean, let's just keep crying and pointing fingers at Trump and
Pollyanna.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable because, I mean, if you look at what's really going on, you've got spies that were in the Trump administration prior to, you know, the Russian investigation sent in there by the FBI to set the to set Trump up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Trump's fault.
And CNN's going, oh, MS-13, don't talk about them like they're humans. You know, and then did you see Nancy Pelosi? I think that woman has got seriously some kind of mental disease. It's like, oh, a spark of humanity, a spark of whatever. You know, like, oh, and okay, so, and you are in favor of abortions? What? I mean, they make zero freaking sense.
She works hard at being stupid.
I don't even think it's stupid.
She's insane.
I think we're well beyond stupid.
It's so beyond just mental illness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, here is the former Speaker of the House, and, I mean, there's spittle dribbling off her chin. What? I mean, she's a slobbering moron. And the one thing that I think she's really good at is being an absolute vindictive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to say. Take your pick of any four-letter, you know, verb that you can come across. That actually, I can think of a couple that start with different letters. But that they're all afraid of her. All the Democrats are afraid of her. Like, she's the icon. She would be running for the Speaker of the House. But yeah, it's like, what? I mean, is this unbelievable or what?
Well, I mean, when your daddy was best friends with the founder of Murder, Inc., maybe there's something there.
Well, the humanity. I'm pretty sure that you know, John Gotti was human, and you know, I mean, Machine Gun Kelly. You know,
yeah, there was a spark of the divine in that guy. Huh?
Oh yeah, I mean, you know,
So was Mao
Zedong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hitler, all that stuff. It's ridiculous when you think about it. It's like, you know, how can you even say that stuff? So, you know, moving along.
Yeah, and this woman who despises everything about American culture and who we are as a people dares to go to using Christian morals and using Christian morals to defend these animals and defend these people. It's ridiculous.
This is like they're all took the plane to Guyana.
Let's fire up the grape drink.
That's right. They're passing out the Welch's grape juice.
Here you go.
Maybe, well, I should have said Kool-Aid, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
the grape Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Because it's you can't make this crap up. It's absolutely surreal. It's like what... Anyway,
We've got a caller. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
What can I do for you?
Well, you know, last night when I heard this idiocy coming out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth about having the spark of divine.
That was it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The spark of divinity.
MS-13 has a spark of divinity in them, and everybody else except that pre-born baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But they don't have one. And I'm telling you, I'm against abortion, but I'll tell you, in Nancy Pelosi's mother's case, I would have made an exception.
Yeah, I mean, but it's so bizarre that it's like I was listening to Greg Gutfeld a little bit. These guys are so screwed up with this Trump derangement syndrome, there is no black and white. It doesn't matter what. Trump could be saying something about how nice the flowers were, and they'd come across with some kind of weird thing like flowers. You know, he's for funerals with and flowers and funerals and put them all together. And Trump's the devil. It's what?
It's insanity.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I just realized? that we have a touch of divinity, but I think that they also have a touch of demonic.
Well, there is that. There is possession. There is possessions. I mean, would anybody be really surprised if Nancy Pelosi's head started spinning around up there on the dais?
No.
And puking while she was doing it?
No. Sure makes our heads spin.
It wouldn't surprise me if she grew antenna and went back to her spaceship either.
But you know what's scary?
That was my thought for the day, guys.
What's scary about it is people listen to her and follow her.
I can't believe anybody believes anything Nancy Pelosi says.
Well, she must.
Yeah, you got to be hardcore.
I'm not saying
it's denial. It is one of the most powerful emotions and abilities of the human mind is to self-deny, and that's all it is. There's no reasonable explanation for why people follow and believe this at this point other than they're in complete denial, because to admit the truth to themselves would completely destroy their own ego.
Or they can't hear it. I mean, Gutfeld did another segment on this Laura Yanny thing.
Oh, yeah, Laurel and Yanny.
Laurel and Yanny, where some people hear it says Laurel and some people hear it says Yanny. It sounded clearly like it was Laurel to me. But are people that screwed up where they will actually change perceptions of factual information inside their own minds to sort of sort it out into pots of, a fictional, garbage?
Yes.
Well, I want to know with that Laurel and Yanny, have they ascertained whether and run a survey?
Who
hears Laura and who hears Yanny? I think it may be split between Democrats and Republicans.
I don't know. It's like something. I mean,
we hear whole different things.
You know, I saw they ran the clip with these two little boys, and they're sitting on the armchair, and they're like twins. And they played it so that one could hear, they played it and said, I heard Laurel or whatever. And one said, and so they asked the kids, they said, what did you hear? He says, Laurel. The other one says, Yanny. And then the other one socked the other one right in the mouth. That was Laurel. They started fighting. I mean, that is the human condition right now in America.
Yeah. We really hear. Yeah, it's amazing. I think, I think there's those earplugs that are then preset in your ears to hear the truth.
I guess. Well, I don't know. It's kind of like ear goggles.
What it comes down to at this point, very clearly, when you refine it all down, is this is not simply a difference of opinion. This isn't a political disagreement. This isn't different world views. One side is right and one side is wrong. And one side is so completely wrong that they have to be a bunch of delusional maniacs to be that
wrong.
Well,
it's like the old cartoons where the guy says, I'm going to do that, and then the little angel pops up and says, oh, no, don't want to do that. You want to be a good boy. And then the other pops up, go ahead and do it, yeah. I mean, I guess it depends on which one you're listening to.
Yeah. I think they only have one. They only listen to the one to do what they do.
Well, anyway.
Gotta go, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think it's gotten that over-the-top crazy.
It is.
And I not to change the subject, but I'm going to a little bit. Has anybody been noticing that some inflation going on out there? Or is it just me?
What?
Yeah, I know. There's no inflation. But I was in the grocery store yesterday, and this guy, and so I think I was getting changed for a $5 bill. I'm at the counter, there at the Shasta Lake City. And so I'm going to get some water out of the, $2 or 5 gallon water thing to have some fresh water for the coolers. And, so I'm standing there, and this guy comes up, and he puts a little pile of grapes. It was like a little pile, like a deal of grapes. $13. I just about...
What?
Not kidding.
Don't we grow those just right down the road?
I'm not kidding. I mean, I think they were specially organic or something. Maybe they were good grapes. Maybe they were rare grapes. They look like regular old, Thompson red seedless to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they were.
But you add in the carbon taxes, the fuel taxes, the new road taxes and stuff, just the cost of transportation fees in the state of California.
It was like six something a pound for grapes.
That's insane.
I, the guy put them back. I looked at that, and she said $13, and I thought she'd made a mistake. She ran it again.
Wow.
So $13 for a little pile of grapes. What happens when it's $50 for a little pile of grapes?
You can buy grapes that have been refined and turned into booze for cheaper than that.
Well, you know, and I'm not above that.
I guess that's another way to consume your grapes.
It's cheaper to buy a bottle of wine and get drunk.
It's a mad dog.
Just kidding, my antioxidants.
That's right. I got to get, you know, a little grandpa's medicine, you know. I mean, I don't know.
It's crazy.
But here's a little tidbit coming from the IMF. Warning of global inflation. Money is losing its value. No! Who'd have thought? I never would have guessed that. I remember a certain person that actually used to have a show on here telling me one time about 4 or 5 years ago, there's no inflation. Yeah, but it kind of creeps in over time, so you don't really notice until pretty soon. Grapes are $13 a bunch.
Yeah, it's $30 to go get some milk, bread, and eggs at the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, it's $30.
What happens when it's 50?
The government will take care of us.
We demand a higher minimum wage.
Yeah.
That'll solve it.
That's right.
I want my check in the mail.
I want a living wage, you know, so that'll be like $10,000 a week.
Yeah.
But I have to exponentially.
So that way I can go to the kiosk and push the button and get the $50.
But that's only the start of it, because you're going to have to exponentially increase my wages every single week to keep up with inflation until I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
And I can buy some coffee.
Just get on the train. Just be quiet and get on the train.
Zimbabwe.
It's all done.
I love Zimbabwe. So,
hey, maybe we'll have just do it your own money. They'll issue us money with a one in a blank space, and we'll just add our own zeros.
I like it.
I do.
Just like the Federal Reserve.
That's better than Monopoly.
Yeah. Well, you know, all kidding aside, the International Monetary Fund said the U.S. will be hit first, because I guess if you pump, trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars into the world economy system with no backing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's all that whole gold back thing.
Or you spend decades, you know, pumping wealth out of the country to develop it in third world economies to build them up in the name of global wealth redistribution to try to set up a world global communism.
This is exactly why the founding fathers said you had to have gold backed currency, because if you just print money like continentals,
mm-hmm.
pretty soon they get devalued to the point where you can't buy anything with them because they're freaking worthless.
Yeah, nobody will even take them.
And pretty soon you have a hyperinflation, everybody starves to death, and then you go, wow, this sucks, let's reset and do a currency thing.
Yeah, oops.
Yeah, sort of like Germany, Hungary, I know, but it couldn't happen here in the United States, could it? Like, we could never have an out-of-control government that, was taking our freedoms away and our rights and taxing us into servitude, could we?
Well, and see, that may be part of the delusion and the veil that, you know, normal, everyday Americans have been under, is we have such faith in our country and our system that we really believe it can't happen here.
We can defy all of the principles of economic development mm-hmm. by simply being Americans.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
like going up to a cliff and going, I'm going to jump and gravity ain't going to touch me because America.
Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round. No, it doesn't really work that way. And then you go, why is everybody leaving California?
In the millions.
Yeah. Well, because there's too much sunshine. And the state's really beautiful, and I'm tired of that. And the government down there takes care of everybody.
Yeah, it's all good. There's no inflation here.
No
it's
inflation.
All great.
I love illegal aliens or
I like being taxed to death.
Undocumented workers. I'm sorry, I blew up.
Illegal aliens.
Hold on. Is there another pill that counteracts the red pill? Because they took the red pill.
And here's
I want to take the blue pill. I want the blue pill.
Why would anybody in their right mind that really cares about people demand that people be allowed to remain illegal aliens? If they really cared about them, they would demand a way for them to become citizens. Why would you, if you really cared about somebody, why would you not want them to be an American citizen?
Every time I think of an illegal alien, I think of my favorite Martian.
Marvin? Where's the earth-shattering boom?
I seem to have misplaced my Q37A modulator.
Where's my Pelosi? There's supposed to be an earth-shattering boom.
Oh, boy. Maybe we should go to a break, Jared, before while we're ahead.
All right. If you want to call in and there's something you want to discuss, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Shasta College is giving you your first year of college tuition free. If you're a first-time student at Shasta College, even if you've attended college somewhere else or took classes while in high school and you sign up as a full-time student, you could get a year of college tuition free. The Shasta Promise program gives any first-time, full-time student a tuition-free education for a full year. Apply online at shastacollege.edu/apply. Fill out your FAFSA and talk to a counselor today. Don't think you can go full-time with your work or family schedule? Shasta College has more programs just for you. We have compressed programs, evening classes, and completely online degrees to help you get that boost in your career, new job, or transfer earlier with less debt. The Shasta Promise, just one more way Shasta College is giving you more. Enroll today at shastacollege.edu/apply or call 242-7650 for the Shasta Promise program.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million. Felt like number one. The height of summer. I never felt that strong, like a rock. I was 18, didn't have a care, working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning, solid everywhere, like a rock. My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light.
I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock. Like a rock. I was strong as I could be, like a rock. Nothing ever got to me, like a rock. I was something to see, like a rock.
Sovereign Mind Radio, Alma 3-5 Media, community radio for the North State. Yeah. There you have it. Like a rock.
Like a rock.
That's what you got to be. Especially these days. Good grief. Or you could be like a piece of putty and vote for Nancy Pelosi.
And a few other ones.
That's just unbelievable. Let's see. I did have a little another blip here from the Gateway Pundit, which is kind of an interesting note. Did you know that the Iranians are threatening the Western officials who took the bribes to pass the nuclear deal?
Yeah, how do you like that one?
I guess they just missed that on the Clinton News Network or LSDM.
Yeah, it's weird how the Bigs didn't pick that one up.
Yeah. It's funny how and the Western officials, you know, I wonder who that would be.
Yeah.
I wonder who got the bribes.
What's the problem?
Where is John Kerry right now?
I don't know. He's with Eddie Munster somewhere.
Yeah.
Or cousin
in the Obama bunker.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which should be Gitmo.
Yeah. And none of this could possibly lead back to, you know, the Kenyan.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah. You can say that because, you know, his father was a Kenyan, so I guess he would be a Kenyan too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure that's actually how that works.
And you know something?
In every legal sense.
What you know? Yeah, you know what's interesting is that he would have. He never lied about anything, did he?
Not even a smidgen.
Not even a smidgen.
No.
There's no corruption here.
No.
He would never lie about where he was born, would he? There would be no cover up of his records and sealed school records, millions of dollars spent so nobody could get at him. And that's just because he's a private person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But nobody's been, you know, protecting him at all, have they?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's been protecting Hillary and Obama and, you know, making sure that, you know, none of this stuff got back to them as far as the criminal aspects of anything.
The deep state's just a conspiracy.
It's a CON conspiracy.
Yeah. One of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a caller.
We do. We've got Norm on the line. Good morning.
Hello, Linda. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And you, Norm?
I'm fantastic for an old man.
What can we do for an old man?
Well, I'll tell you what. I got a thing in the mail yesterday. It's a survey put out by the Democrats. And I haven't been a Democrat since John Kennedy was president.
It's probably the last good one.
You can't believe what they're running on. They're running on open borders. They're running on MS-13. It's just unbelievable.
Did somebody, is there some kind something in the water up there or something? Or,
it's in the prescriptions.
So that's got to be it.
I think they're out of their mind, all of them.
I agree.
That's great.
I mean, this is like a disease or something. This is like, you know, maybe it's that, remember that old movie where that thing used to crawl up your spine and then turn you into a crazy idiot?
Yeah. Unreal.
I can't believe it.
I knew that was bad, but when I seen this survey, you know, and they wanted me to fill this out, I filled it out.
Be careful.
And I'm going to mail it back, but I don't think I'll get another one.
it's kind of like the same thing when I mail my tax checks in.
Out of their mind, all of them.
I got to agree, Norm. I mean, you know, I don't know how you can have a cognitive thought process that actually deals in factual reality with what these guys are espousing because, you know, I mean, they're just absolute it's moronic.
I mean, they stay right in there. You know, we want to impeach Trump.
Yeah.
And there's been no collusion, but we're going to find something.
Yeah, there's been collusion, but it was all on the part of the Democrats
say.
And Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, not the party they're going for.
Yeah, that seems to be a problem here pretty soon for them. So.
Okay, Linda, see you tomorrow night.
All right, thanks a lot for calling in. All right,
bye.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what do you say? That's it right there. A pregnant pause, a awkward pause.
I don't know. Where do you where do you want to go with it? Psychotropic fueled delusion due to inability to cope with your own self-loathing?
Well, it could be. Could it be a hypnotist thing? I mean, think about it.
And we're what? Just immune?
Yeah, I guess. Some people can't be hypnotized. You know that, right?
And maybe.
And she's up there in the.
Do we get to slap them to see if that's the case, to get them out of it? I'm just saying, if they're hypnotized, don't you slap them to wake them up?
I don't know. Throw water on them.
Do you, like, snap three times?
I think you throw water on them.
Something.
Oh, what a world.
I don't know.
Your little dog, too.
I don't know what it takes.
I don't know, but it is. I think it could be sort of a massive hypnotist thing. When you think about the media
probably
could tell you anything 10 years ago, and you would believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and think about some of the lies they've been telling lately, and they never told any lies ever back then, did they?
No.
I mean, you know, they could have been. They had to be completely upfront about 9/11, even though Building 7 fell. Without any planes hitting it, and nobody ever has an explanation for it.
When did they really tell the truth?
Edward R. Murrow? Maybe?
I don't know.
Maybe.
And now the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Was Walter?
Total brain fart.
Yeah, I had him.
It's a senior moment, even though you're not really that senior.
Yeah.
Wow.
we
I can
all
hear
had
his
it.
Voice.
There's the hypnotistic part of it.
Yeah.
We all got it.
Good night, Chet.
Give me
David
second.
Brinkley.
I'm on it.
Bob Huntley.
No.
Woodward.
No.
Bernstein.
Paul Harvey.
Yes, thank you.
Paul Harvey.
For the rest of the
and
story.
Now the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. I guess that was Paul Harvey, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking Walter Cronkite.
There used to be some good ones. You know, there's some that took it as the sacred honor that it is to be the watchman. You know,
Mr. Rogers,
maybe
Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah,
I always had my questions about Captain Kangaroo.
But he was a war veteran. That guy was a hero.
So was
a lot of them. I mean, it's amazing. You go back, a lot of these guys fought in the war, were decorated heroes.
Mr. Rogers was. Yes,
Captain Kangaroo
definitely.
Was highly decorated.
Yeah.
I mean, who knew?
Actually,
who knew? A guy that ran around with Bunny Rabbit and Mr. Green Jeans.
Wasn't Captain Kangaroo in the war with Audie Murphy?
That one I find suspect. No, something
like that. It was somebody. I could have the name wrong, but yeah,
I've read pretty extensively about Audie Murphy. I don't think
I'll tell you who it was in just a minute.
Okay,
Give me a second.
Okay, you do that because we have a caller on the line.
We do.
Billy Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, great show as usual. And again, I can't agree with you more over all the aspects and topics you've been covering. But one thing I want to bring up is that Jeff Sessions has been the worst pile in the Trump administration, and he has to go. And I don't know what it's going to take. I know that there's concern that if he fires them, he's not going to get anybody else confirmed. But that's, no. Trump, he's got to do something. That Justice Department is absolutely out of control, and it's caused this whole problem with the Russian investigation. I mean, Jeff Sessions is not the worst, absolute worst person. In the Trump administration, I am absolutely surprised. So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Billy. We appreciate that. I mean, I feel the same way, but I'd love for him to come out and just be like the Godfather where, you know, they take out all the heads of the family, you know.
Yeah, just whack
just
them all once, at once.
You know, while they're at church christening their grandchild or something, you know. But I'm not seeing it yet, and I'm hoping that it's there.
Okay, so let me go back about Captain Kangaroo real quick. It was Lee Marvin. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that.
It was Lee Marvin.
I was actually going to say that, believe it or not.
Yeah.
because Lee Marvin was one hell of a soldier.
Yeah.
I mean, he was that was all in the Pacific, though. See, that's why I knew it wasn't Audie Murphy, because Audie Murphy was in the European front. So that was all in the Pacific and Saipan and Guadalcanal and all that.
Isn't that how Lee Marvin got his start, is he was hired as a consultant?
I think so.
For a movie,
and
the director saw him and was like, why don't we just put him in the movie?
Yeah, he was a badass.
Yeah. There's quite a few of them.
But
you look at some of them. Lee Marvin.
Well, you look at some of those guys, like Lee Marvin, like Clark Gable was a pilot. I mean, he was a badass. I mean, there were some guys out there that were some badass that were in making pictures, you know, that believed in America, believed in freedom. Now, who do we got?
Barney.
I'm thinking. There's got to be a couple in there.
Those weird little Muppet things. What are they called? The
Muppets.
Not the.
The hell you been doing?
No, they're. What are they called? There's four of them. They're Smurfs. Different colors. I can't think of
them. The Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? The Teletubbies.
Yes. The Teletubbies.
Those are scary.
That's what we got now.
We got the Teletubbies. It's funny that
they're
creepy. That's really creepy. It's really creepy.
They're creepy.
But
sorry.
Yeah, now what is it?
Oh, they're way creepy.
Creepy.
I wouldn't let them near my kids.
What role models do we have in the theaters these days that are actually patriotic guys that have done things to, you know, support America? Can you think of one? I can't even think of one. I mean, there's Tom Selleck, but he never went to war. I mean, can you think of any? I can't think of any. If any of the callers out there can think of somebody, I'd call in. But I can't come up with anything off the top of my brain right now. And it used to be almost all of them. Jimmy Stewart, Clark. I mean, you could go right down the line. Almost every one of them served in the war somehow.
Reagan. Yeah, most of them are, you know, complete.
Yeah,
Hollywood fiction and creation.
Yeah. Now you do an interview to get a movie. It's like, you like the kiddie porn.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, how do you get in? Oh, you'll see, he's a casting couch.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I mean, how bad is that when you can't come up with one actual hero that's making movies? It should be a role model. It's not Tom Cruise.
No, the problem I have, I don't watch a lot of them because they're, you know. They're no good, so I don't even watch them.
I know.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I can't watch the movies anymore.
They're so disgraceful to the country that I won't support them.
That's where I'm at.
I'm looking for a list.
Can you think of one?
And
Gary Hollihan called in. He said Gary Sinise.
Okay. Very nice.
Bingo.
Thank you,
Gary, because that is absolutely
plenty
spot
true.
On.
Yep.
I've got Clint Eastwood and Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman, He might have served. He's pretty lefty, I think. I don't know. We're down to about a minute before the top of the hour, so.
All right, it'll give me a minute to work the list
see
if there's
Gary was good. That was we skipped over that one. He's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
List is very short anyway.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess we're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the U.S. and China are stepping back from the brink of a possible trade war after several days of talks that produced meaningful progress.
We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework. The president has been very clear since the first meeting with President Xi in Mar-a-Lago that we are going to reduce the trade deficit. We have an agreement with China that they will substantially agree to it.
He was a guest on Fox News Sunday. The National Rifle Association's incoming president is blaming the latest deadly school shooting on youngsters, quote, steeped in a culture of violence. Retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North tells Fox News Sunday that authorities are trying to treat symptoms instead of the disease. He listed such things as violent movies and TV shows, drug use, specifically Ritalin, which is used to treat hyperactivity disorder. Meanwhile, the first of the 10 people killed at Santa Fe High School Friday is being buried this afternoon. A federal court has vacated a key permit for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
The court says the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service hasn't provided specific limits for the allowable impact on threatened and endangered species. The Southern Environmental Law Center says the order from the Richmond, Virginia-based 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals requires an immediate halt to, quote, all construction and any activity associated with a pipeline. The structure would carry fracked natural gas from West Virginia through North Carolina.
Jeremy House reporting. The saga of Hawaii's volcano troubles, particularly in rural communities, headed into week number 3. Dozens of homes have been burned, lava has crossed at least one road, and explosions at the summit bring worries about ash fallout. As lava flows have grown more vigorous, there's concern more homes may burn and more evacuations may be ordered, some by air. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities. Not available in all states. Results may vary. Guarantees rely on the claims paying ability of the insurer. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity, what you don't know may hurt you. I'm Josh Melberg, founder and CEO of JD Melberg Financial. My company has raised over $2 billion in annuities, and when it comes to helping you maximize your retirement income, I've literally written a book on it, and it's called Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. And today, it's yours free. In this revealing book, I explain little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple terms and unlock 5 secrets you should know before buying an annuity. Want to earn up to 33% more for life, guaranteed? It's all in my new book, and it's yours free. Call now, and I'll also give you a second book, The Number One Mistake Retirees Are Making in the Stock Market, my free DVD showing you how not to run out of money in retirement. If you have $100,000 or more, even if it's in a 401k or an IRA, call now.
Call 800-732-1515. That's 800-732-1515. 800-732-1515.
Starbucks is announcing a new policy that allows anyone to sit in its cafes or use its restrooms, even if they don't buy anything.
The new policy comes 5 weeks after two black men who hadn't bought anything were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks. Company executives have said its previous policies were loose and ambiguous, leaving decisions on whether people could sit in its stores or use the restroom up to store managers. Starbucks now says it's told workers to consider anyone who walks into its store as a customer, quote, regardless of whether they make a purchase. Bob Agnew reporting.
Congo will begin administering an experimental Ebola vaccine tomorrow in Bandaka, the northwestern city of 1.2 million, where the deadly disease has infected some residents. The death toll of the current Ebola outbreak has risen to 26. Initially, the campaign will target 600 people, mainly medical staff. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology has announced a new effort to reduce death in childbirth.
The U.S. continues to have the worst maternal mortality rate in the developed world, and our rate is increasing while the rest of the world is decreasing. African Americans and immigrants are at greatest risk of maternal death. Access to prenatal care as early in pregnancy as possible, combined with availability of hospitals with specialists devoted to managing high-risk obstetrics, has made significant reductions in the 4 states that have devoted funds to it. This is Dr. Charles Snyder reporting from Washington.
Today is Sunday, May the 20th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including Cher. She's 72 years old today. Former New York Governor David Paterson is 64. Current Delaware Governor John Carney is 62. TV and radio personality Ron Reagan, son of the president, is 60 years old today. And NASCAR driver Tony Stewart has 47 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
New moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning.
gonna let Kid Rock. It's a good song. Yeah, getting back to it. You know, I just found the list of the traitorous senators who took money from the Iranian lobby before the vote on the Obama's nuclear deal. And some of them actually took the money and voted against it. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know about some of these guys. They are scumbags. Okay? We'll take the money and then we'll double cross you. I mean, gee, I wonder where we got the symbol, you know, for the state of Jefferson thing. Double cross.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah, I know.
It's extremely apt.
So, appropriate. Absolutely. We've got Iran's foreign ministry spokesman. I don't even know how to say these guys. Hossein Jabaria, Ansari reported warning Western. So they're warning Western officials last week that if they do not put pressure on the Trump administration, the Iranian regime will leak the names of all the Western officials who they bribed. they don't even make any bones about it anymore. They bribed them.
Yeah,
Who did we pay off? So who are these officials? Let's see. Daniel Greenberg at frontpage.com reported in the 2015 on the Democrat senators who took money from Iran before the vote on the deal. Let's see. Senator Markey, not really super familiar with who he is. Senator Markey announced his support for the Iran deal. Blah, blah, blah. Got paid off. And then, okay. And this name is just going to surprise you. In fact, it might even shock you. And we wish we had a drum roll here. Al Franken.
No.
I know.
I'm good enough. Because I'm smart enough.
That's right. Stuart Smalley took a bribe.
Weird.
I know.
Hey, that photo of him grabbing that reporter, was that actually on the plane to Iran with the bullies?
It could have been. Who knows? Because it's like, that guy's got a set of morals as big as, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had to just stop the suspense. I mean, that was suspenseful. Yeah. He's another politician who benefited from the Iran lobby money. And came out for the nuke sellout. He, you know, but that was a shocker. Then we got Jian Shanhi, Iranians lobbies, third Democrat. I'm not sure. Senator Gillibrand. I know that. And then the one that took the money and then double crossed him, Jeff Flake. He flaked out on him.
Yeah. Well, the people of Arizona understand that one. He did the same thing to them.
Yeah. Take the money and run.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the irony invested a good deal of time and money into Schumer as well. I know, he took the money. He's another one took the money and voted against it. I'll take the money.
Don Knotts was in the military. Didn't know that.
I just saw that.
Yeah, who was what? That? The incredible Mr. Limpet.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a biography? I think.
Was it?
Okay.
I got to finish this. Okay, good. Gillibrand also picked money up from Hassan Nemezi was Hillary's national campaign finance director, who had raised a fortune for both her and Kerry before pleading guilty to the fraud scheme of encompassing $100 million. And then Bill Clinton nominated Hassan Nemezi as the U.S. ambassador to Argentina when he only had been a citizen for 2 years. You can't make this crap up.
Do
these guys think they're the the Teflon? These are the Teflon bombs. I mean, it's like they realistically thought they could do anything and get away with it. Think about everything that's happened.
Well, at the time, a lot of this was going on. There was nobody to report it, and even less people that would believe it if it was reported.
And all the people that they would report it to were all in the tank. Yeah. You know, who? Who are you going to go to? Loretta Lynch? You know, I mean, who are you going to go to? Mueller? Comey? Yeah, I know. That does kind of put something in your throat, doesn't it? Sort of a bad taste. Kind of like reading the records. The Fleshlight.
To finish up the... Drew Carey. Weird. But to finish up your vein on, actors who served and stuff like that, I was able to locate one modern actor. It's the guy that plays Kylo Ren in the new... In the new Star Wars. He was a Marine.
I know who you're talking about. I'm trying to think of his name. What's his name?
The guy that plays Kylo Ren in the new Star Wars movie.
I don't know. He
plays a bad guy. He plays a badass.
I'm not into Star Wars, so I couldn't tell you.
I love Star Wars. Okay.
It's okay. We forgive you.
Ain't into it. Sorry.
The Force is not strong in this one. Let us see. What else we got? Oh, I got a couple things.
Adam Driver. His name is Adam Driver.
Adam Driver. I wonder if he's related to Minnie Driver.
I don't know. Kind of looks like her a little bit, maybe. But she's English, and he was a United States Marine, so.
Oh, well. Well, she could have married Bad Driver.
Whatever.
That was terrible.
And he had American citizenship, or at least he was undocumented anyway. I got a blog here and some place I think you should probably go is to the traitorschoice.net and go look at Greg Mannarino's stuff. And look what's been going on with the 10-year and the bond market. Holy moly. If you don't think something coming down the pipe here, well, who knows? Maybe we can just wait till after the midterms. I don't know. But it's really, really weird that every time we have an a flattened yield curve on the bonds, the stock market crashes. It's weird. Maybe it could be just coinkydink. So I would encourage everybody to go see Greg Mannarino and read and listen to his post market wrap ups and stuff. Interesting stuff. What else we got?
We got a call on the line. We've got Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. I wanted to call about next Monday, a week from tomorrow, out at the Veterans Cemetery at 5:55. They're going to have quite a program, but to be included with a very senior officer from the United States Navy, Rear Admiral Jerry Ellis, will be the guest speaker, and having served with Jerry years ago and knowing him, and also from his bio what he's done and listening to him at times, I think the entire community would find him phenomenally interesting.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and giving us that information.
He'll be there. It starts at 5:55. You want to get there pretty early for parking and all that, but they always have a nice ceremony, but I think this one will be a one to remember.
All right.
Where's that at again?
At Igo Cemetery.
Igo Veterans Cemetery.
Yeah.
At the at 5:55 on the 28th.
On May
28th. Week from Monday.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you for that information. We appreciate it.
Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
We listen to you when we come out of church and all the way home and... enjoy hearing you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
All right.
Have a great day, Commander.
Bye.
Bye.
That was Commander Gibson.
Yeah. I didn't realize that when I took the call to start with. But.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a great guy. So does anybody know that the this is breaking news, I guess. I mean, breaking news, everything's breaking. It's breaking, all right, or the wheels are freaking falling off of the country. But does anybody know that the Santa Fe High School killer wore an Antifa and a Columbine hammer and sickle pin? Anybody know that?
I did know about the Columbine piece.
Yeah.
I did see that somewhere. But
well, he had like an Iron Cross Nazi medal on, and then he also had a hammer and a sickle. I don't know. What did that stand for? I know there was a hammer and a sickle stood for something, and it used to be kind of, well known. A lot of countries had used the hammer and the sickle, and they were sort of, had this ideological thing going.
Pretty sure it's the international symbiology of the Comintern.
The Comintern?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like a? It sounds like a machinery used out on a farm, the collective farm.
Kind of. Kind of, except it'd be a mental farm.
The collective. Oh. Well, it could be like Animal Farm.
It was developed by Leon Trotsky to spread international socialism.
So that the bankers could rule the world?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
They kind of do.
Yeah.
Mm, I don't know. Just a speculation here. But I guess he had this pin on, and I guess, this is a, was wearing a jacket with the Antifa terrorist hammer and sickle.
Full Columbine.
Yeah. Well, just kind of fell through the cracks on the reporting again, huh? I guess he...
Well, it kind of harms the left's self-image there, so we just go into denial phase again.
Just some white kid.
And this was probably a very good, very misunderstood, loving leftist youth with a divine spark that was bullied and beaten and berated by righties until he became this ugly creature.
Yeah, sort of like Gollum.
Yeah. Yeah.
With a gun.
But, I mean, the real question behind this is, when are we going to put away the mamby-pamby Pavlovian feel-good baby BS that we can somehow just wish and hug violence and bad things away if we all just try hard enough and own up to the fact that violence is a bad thing. It's going to enter your life. At some point, there's not a damn thing that you can do about it.
And sometimes you got to call a spade. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
there is bad people.
We defend everything that we care about with firearms.
But freedom, oh, freedom is bad. Freedom is not good. Government adventure, yeah. Intervention, government taking over our lives, government taxes. Yeah, you don't care for the kids if you want to be free.
Mm-hmm. We protect our streets with guns. We protect our politicians with guns. We protect our money with guns. We protect our constitution with guns. When are we going to start protecting our children like we give a damn?
Yeah. I don't know, because somehow it got twisted to the fact that guns are the problem instead of the people who are using them the problem.
Hmm. And when things go bad at the school, who do you call to take care of it? A guy with a gun.
Yeah, I know. That's always kind of throws me for a loop.
It's ridiculous. Put the nonsense away. The next person that tries to make an argument about why there shouldn't be guns at school, tell them to sit down and shut up and let the adults talk.
I know. And in seriousness, I mean, my heart goes out to these people.
It's horrible.
It's so horrible. It's ridiculous.
Very, yeah.
And that's why it needs to stop. You got to do something. I don't care whether you put, gates around or fences around and a wall around the whole school and you have, pat downs coming in or, you screen people like you do at the courthouse. I don't care.
How about we just start prosecuting bad people like they're supposed to be prosecuted? I'm sorry.
How about we start to figure out that this cultural indoctrination of our youth that leave them completely pillow biters, incapable of dealing with reality and weak fluff balls that when they're finally pushed into a corner explode in fight or flight?
Yeah.
Because they can't deal with reality.
Yeah, I know. They haven't, there's a lot of times there's no fathers to, guide these guys through. Nope. I mean,
yeah, but everybody's equal. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody this. Everybody that.
Yeah.
You
get to act like a jackass, and you still get a trophy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never did get that.
And I've never understood why losing was a shame. I was never raised to believe that losing was a shame. The shame was if you didn't try.
Right.
You were supposed to just try harder.
Yeah,
that gave you incentive to work harder if that's what you wanted to
that's
do.
That's exactly
and
right.
I was taught if you went out and you gave it everything that you had and you still failed, you pick yourself up, you go again, but you could look yourself in the mirror knowing that you gave
what
you had.
Well, not only that, you figure out what you did wrong. I mean, that's what Michael Jordan's formula was. They asked him, how does he win? He says, because I fail. Mm-hmm. And the real deal is I learned from my failures.
Yeah.
In other words, whatever I'm failing at as a weakness, I target that to make it my strength. I work on that till it becomes a strong point. Mm-hmm. And that's how it should be with everything. You don't get to go out there and act like a jerk and then get a trophy and get praised. Good job when you're a jerk.
Well, that's our society has become so overly maternal. It's ridiculous.
On everything.
I think we're at the point that we would stick these kids in a womb and walk them around our whole lives.
Well, I got to say, I mean, I'm not a big fashion kind of guy, but when I look around and I see guys walking around that look like Smurfs, you know, with their pants down around their
ankles. Yeah, wearing their sister's jeans.
I just don't, I can't, I can't get it.
Manscaped, still puckered up from their latest latte enema. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to Starbucks again.
Good.
It's a bad place. I have not been there for a long, long time. No,
that's brothers
no, no,
anyways.
No. I don't know. Kaleidoscope has better coffee, but that's me.
I like Kaleidoscope.
They have really good coffee. Yeah.
We probably I think we have
and
a
the
caller.
Hearth,
do we have a
good.
Caller?
Or somebody's...
I was going to say, otherwise we'll go to a break.
We have Roberta on the line.
Roberta.
Oh, good morning, Roberta.
Take Roberta, and then we'll go to a break. Good morning, Roberta. You're on the air.
What can we do
Hi,
for you?
Hi, guys. You know, I really, truly believe when we were kids, we had a mother at home.
Right.
24 hours a day. Yep. There was someone there to give us guidance.
Or smack you when you needed it.
We have lost that. And the second thing is, there was not a father coming home in the evening and dealing with whatever happened during the day. And then you couple that with limiting how much we can practice our faith.
Yeah.
And you can see why we're falling apart.
You know,
I agree with you.
I think it really all goes back to the money, because our money used to be worth a lot more, so one person in the household could go to work and support the whole family.
Comfortably.
So you had a stay-at-home mom, you know, and we raised a family. We had a family unit. And the family
unit
was valued. It was like having a family was like, I mean, I think we're starting to go full circle back into that at this point, because people are waking up and realizing that the family unit is very powerful.
I think some of us are, yeah.
Absolutely. But you're right, Roberta, absolutely.
Well, and the other thing is we're raising kids that are abandoned because of all this.
They're nihilists.
And so it's no wonder they have psychological problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, latchkey kids. I mean,
and they're having it crammed down their throat that their country sucks, their way of life sucks, their people sucks, some of them their race sucks. Everything is bad, terrible, and you should be ashamed and guilty of everything about you.
Except unless you're a democratic communist, and then you are, you know, workers of the world unite.
Yeah, then you're part of the club.
Then you're part of the club, and everything is good.
You're one of the fuzzies.
Yes, and the way you deal with it is you go on the internet or your iPad or whatever you have, and you play violent games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that either, man. You know, when our grandkids came to live with us, I mean, it was like, we're like, what? You know, the one was playing like Grand Theft Auto and something else. It was like, no, you know, I pulled the plug. We got rid of the TV. We got rid of the internet. We got rid of this. And you know something? Mm-hmm. They've actually turned into nice children, you know, because they're not getting this big bunch of feed coming into their face about, you know, how to be a criminal, how to you know, be obnoxious to your parents, and all this stuff. And every once in a while, you know, you need a good smack, and I don't care who you are.
And there's a reason that video game says A for adult right on the front of it, just like you would a movie or anything else. And, you know, it's stop using your television for a babysitter.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. And their devices.
Yeah.
If you look around, most people got their kids plugged in the device. The kids know how to use the device better than the parent does.
Well, a lot of them, you look around and they've got the kid plugged into the device, so the kid will leave them alone because they're plugged into theirs.
Go ahead.
That's true.
Go ahead, Roberta. I want to hear.
Well, all of this leads to self-devaluation.
Yep.
That's my new word, self-devaluation.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep, we have to agree with that.
Hey, there you have it.
Hey. Well, thanks for the show.
Hey,
all right,
thanks for calling
in. We appreciate it.
I think she's all over it. I think she's right on. I think that's the whole problem in America, is we lost sight of what America was. And you know something? When I was
we lost sight of family.
We lost sight of family.
And God.
And God. And that's intentional, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Because God gave you a set of morals to operate off with your family. And if you didn't, I mean, it's not even a religious thing as much as that, you know, lying, cheating, stealing, all this stuff was looked upon as being absolutely horrible.
Taboo.
Yeah, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. You know, if you, I remember, in fact, I was talking to somebody the other day about when we were kids. He said, oh, I stole some pop bottles and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I remember the time when I was about 4 years old, 5 years old, whatever it was, I'm coming home from kindergarten. And there was a store right there where they dropped us off at the bus stop. And, you know, they had a bunch of candy in the store, and I walked around back, and they had a bunch of bottles over the fence. So I it's a fence. Who cares? I climbed over the fence, and I'd get the bottles, stuff them under the fence. I'd take the bottles, and I'd go right back around front and cash them in for the candy. Well, I did that for like a couple of weeks because I didn't know. I guess I just figured that's how you know, it was all right until I got caught. And then I knew that it was really bad.
Exactly. Yeah, it didn't take long to figure that one out.
Yeah, because with my dad, it wasn't like, oh, you're a bad boy, Johnny. It was like, I can remember getting a pretty good whipping over that deal. Yeah. And I remembered it. To this day, I remembered it. And
I have some moments and the sheer fear and terror with inside of me of like, oh, this is Armageddon.
That doesn't mean you break bones or beaten, you know, but getting a good spanking is a good thing as long as it's done in the right way.
And our parents didn't say, oh, no, Marky didn't do that. Our parents usually said, what did they do?
And, you know, our kids
you know what I mean?
Our kids are a lot tougher than you think, too. I mean, you know, do you remember the difference between getting a mommy spanking and a daddy spanking?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you scream just as loud for the mommy spanking? Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, because if she thought she wasn't getting to you, you know.
Well, that all depends on, now let's rephrase that. Depends on if you're a female or male. Daddy spankings were great. See, mommy spankings weren't.
Well, see, it's just in reverse. Yeah. The mommy spanking, you had to act like it hurt with mommy because if you didn't act like it hurt, you got it a lot worse because, oh, that doesn't hurt, I'll give you some more.
Yeah.
You know, with dad.
No, I'm headed for the spoon.
That's right.
And, you know,
with dad,
when we were little,
like,
nobody told the truth, we all got beating.
I can remember. I remember
being lined up, and it's like, exactly. We're going to go through you one by one.
Yep. I can remember the day I figured out lying was bad. I know exactly to the day. This is how much of an impression it put on me. I was in the car at the parking lot of church. Everybody's inside. I'm sitting in the car. And of course, I start playing with the mirrors and all kinds of crap, right? So it comes out. There's nobody else around. Nobody there. Nobody's ever been there.
I didn't do it.
All right. How come you screwed with my mirrors? I didn't do it, Dad, I swear to God. And he whipped me until I admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
And that made a lasting impression for the rest of my life because I didn't get away with it. And if I had gotten away with it, I might not have thought
well,
the
now
line
it's,
was so
you know,
bad.
Oh, you see, probably didn't do it good enough.
We've come full circle.
Because being a liar is something for the rest of your life. Will be bad for your whole career, be bad for everything. You know, being honest, there's a reason that honesty is the best policy. Well, but back then, that's how you had guidance from your parents. Now, they didn't just beat the crap out of you all the time. They talked to you. They told you why they did it. They still loved you, but this is for your own good.
Yeah, but now you can't do that. Now it's the school that tells you how to discipline, government that tells you.
And the behavior has changed where we've gone from where we break and disable that behavior to where we now enable it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like when we were a little kid, instead of being disciplined for stealing bottles, you'd be told that you were underprivileged and the store owner's probably a bad guy and an evil profiteer who should give you free candy anyway.
And your parents were bad because they didn't give you the bottles in the first place.
He probably has a corporation.
They didn't steal them for you.
He probably has a corporation and it's called Ma and Pop Inc. And he deserves whatever he gets.
Exactly.
He owes us those bottles.
Yes, I'm entitled to that candy.
And behind this Meat Muppet thinking are very evil people who have pushed this agenda for decades, and they spent a lot of time sitting down and thinking about it. As a matter of fact, they wrote a playbook.
Sounds like they got a storage ward. Yep.
They've mapped it out for a long time.
It's all just a conspiracy.
Okay.
All right. With that,
we got Gary on the line, but can you hold Gary because we need to go to a quick break and come back, and then we'll come back and you can continue this thought process about
just hang with us, Gary.
So hang with us, Gary.
Yep. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Into this and watching Christopher walk and dance. Now, if you can think about
you
Christopher walk and
it,
dance
you know,
into this,
pull it up.
You might want to pull it up on YouTube. Come and get your love, Christopher Walken. Pretty funny stuff. Anyway, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for North State, and we have Gary Hollihan.
We do. Good morning, Gary.
Gary, are you there?
You're back.
Good afternoon. The conversation was just too good to pass up. The good Lord has put a butt on all of us, and it's called a personality builder. And especially boys at age 10 to 12, they need a tap on a personality builder so they can become young men at age 13, 14, and so on.
I'm a firm believer in spare the rod.
Yes, and with my two, I made a great show out of a spanking. You know, you just don't do it right away. You have to have the words and the build up.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you what. It's like Aaron the other day. You know, he's been laying his stuff around the yard, and I told him. So the other day, I just walked over there, picked up the paddle. We use a back scratcher for a paddle. And I said, come on out. And I'll tell you what, by the time we got to the offense, that had done the damage already. I didn't even have to spank him because the idea is not to spank him. The idea is to correct the behavior. So it's like by the time we got there, he was so ready to get a spanking, You know, that I didn't have to spank him because it made the impression that I wanted, which was stop doing this behavior. But the next time, you know, there has to be a consequence. So if he does it again, I actually will spank him. But I don't think he'll ever do it again because that was enough.
I agree. And I limited myself to my hand because I could tell if my hand stung, then it probably stung my child who was on the receiving end. So that was my limitation. And lo and behold, like you say, you remember all of these things. My daughter is 50, and we were talking about that just a couple of weeks ago when she backtalked to me, and she says, ha, 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 it didn't hurt. And she says, then you made it hurt. And she said, I remembered that.
Yeah, because you know the real deal is, if I was getting spanked by, I don't know, the principal at school or somebody, you know, I mean, it was like, yeah, I might have hurt, but it wasn't like, but I'd beg them not to tell my dad, because that wasn't an optional thing with dad. I mean, you knew it was going to hurt. And so, because you know something, as a kid, I was pretty tough. You know, if you didn't give me a good spanking, I'd fake like it hurt just because I didn't want to get it again. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, you wouldn't make that big an impression on me if you didn't make it hurt because, okay, we just roll it off, you know, and then go back to what you're doing. That's how kids are. They're very, very, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, their tenacity and their, to rebound from events is incredible sometimes.
The demise of the paddle was a big mistake as far as schools.
I agree. I've been the recipient of that more than once.
Yes, and it made an impression indeed. And I remember when I was teaching in Southern Cal, which had to be about 66, 67, was when the Supreme Court decision came forth that you couldn't touch a kid in school. And one of my students asked me, he says, Mr. Hollihan, and he was very polite, he says, but he was smiling, he says, well, you can't touch us. He said, what do you think? And I looked at him and I said, you never want to think that in this classroom. Never. He says, okay. And that was the end of the subject, and on we went.
Yeah, because they're not dumb. They get it. Hey, you know, if you can't make me, discipline me, then what are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, and, you know, and I'll tell you what, back then we were a lot tougher as kids than these kids today, typically, because, you know, I'm telling you, a fight in the schoolyard was pretty commonplace.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it wasn't a big deal.
It wasn't a big deal. It usually ended before it really got to a big fight, you know, a lot of times, because we wanted to get punched.
The thing is, do you want a nation of wimpy, and I love your expression, pillow biters,
mm-hmm.
or do you want men? We need men to grow up in this nation.
We need men to raise other men.
That's exactly right. We need men.
We need to change a whole lot of things if you want that to happen.
We don't need
in my
a bunch
opinion.
Of Smurfs running around in women's pants, you know, or
teaching their kids about the difference in hand creams.
And speaking of that, the fights in high school, you didn't rush in. You counted and you kept your eye on them, and you probably gave them to a count of three or to five, let them get out of their system a bit, and then you break it up and you do what you need to. And I remember it at Nova, two girls were at it. Both of them had long hair, which was convenient. And so I stepped in, and this girl reared back with her fist and looked at me, and I said, you do, and I'll kick the blank out of you all the way to the office. She dropped her hand, and that was the end of it.
And there you go.
Yeah.
Well, I talked to her in terms that she understood for that minute, and it was in words of one syllable or less. All right. Thanks for the great conversation. Great program as usual. Bye.
Thanks,
all right.
Gary.
Thanks for calling in.
And some of my best friendships in childhood started with a fist fight.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about my best friends, but I tell you what, and the rules were different too. You know, nowadays you get in a fist fight with a kid,
you got a gang behind.
That's
them.
Right. They might have five of them. Yeah. You know, I mean, it used to be like, hey, it was a one on one, and the best man win was kind of a badge of honor a little bit, not something where you're going to shoot everybody on the campus,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or become a bully issue where everybody bullied you. sometimes you have to fight back or you're going to get bullied.
But if you go to 14, 15, 16 years old and you have never taken a butt whooping in your life, the aspect of it's probably a little terrifying.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's all I did was take butt whippings there for a long time.
I was in a few knuckle dusters.
Well, I mean, I was the youngest kid in school typically, you know, so I mean, my birthday's in November. You know, so
some people don't learn quite as fast as others.
Well, and I know you wouldn't know it from me today, but, you know, I had a pretty good mouth, you know, I was... you know, pretty good at throwing darts.
Mm-hmm. I was good at running.
Yeah, me too. I was really fast up to a certain point, you know, but then...
I could honestly say I probably never took a good ass kicking I didn't deserve.
Are we talking school or from our parents?
From school. Right in my mouth. Yeah. Getting into it.
Yeah, well...
You know.
Yeah.
Or just dumping probably. Fuel on the situation.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember getting that much fights in school. Most of my fights were with my brother, typically. And of course, I mouthed off to him at every chance I got, you know. And he was 3 years, you know, 3 years older than me. So he's always bigger, so he pounded me for a long time. Until things changed.
And with that, we do have another caller on the line. We got Frank Rose. Hey, Frank, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you, I had a good one that I learned a lesson on. And it was a couple of weeks before Christmas, and... I was at school, I was about, 7, 8 years old, and my mom had wrapped a bunch of Christmas presents, and she put them away, but she left the roll of the paper off to the side of the table. Now, when I came home from school, you know, I was playing around or anything, and my mom said, well, look, I got to hang some clothes out on the line, so she says, you know, you just relax and have a good time, play with your toys. So she went out in the backyard. Well, that roll of paper started to bug me because I said, that's wrapping paper, and I wonder what she was wrapping. Well, I wonder where it is. So I started looking all over the house, okay? Well, I looked under my mom's bed, and sure enough, I found a whole bunch of packages all wrapped up in Christmas wrapping. So I pulled them all out, and I started to open them all up, and I had them all opened up from what they were and everything. Mm. I even found out that there was a toy there, too, for me. And just about that point in time, my mom had come back in from the yard hanging clothes, and she saw me there, and she says, well, I see that you've been a not nasty little boy. So she says, well, guess what? Those were presents that Santa Claus had put away for Christmas. And she says, now that you got these all out, she says, when it comes Christmas time, Santa Claus is going to have a big surprise for you. I said, oh, my, I wonder what it is. And the way she said it, I didn't think it was going to be good. So my mom, she took all the packages. She told me to go out in the yard and play. So she rewrapped everything, put everything back underneath the bed. And then when Christmas came... Well, all the presents came out and were under the tree. So everybody was getting a present and everything, and I was looking for mine. Oh, yes, there was a box. So there was a box for me. So I opened up the box.
Box of coal.
There was a lump of coal in there. See, I told you, Santa Claus was going to punish you because you did something you weren't supposed to do. Well, I kind of said, oh, gee, Ma. Well, okay. The next year came. You know what I got for Christmas?
More coal?
Another box with a coal in it. Tell you, I learned that lesson. Don't go look for nothing in the house, for sure.
That's funny stuff.
See, and the difference is our parents were our parents.
The greatest, I'll tell you.
They weren't our friends. They weren't afraid to hurt our feelings.
They were our parents, not our friends.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's exactly
there you
right.
Go.
They were trying to teach you the lessons of life that you needed to have to be successful, not trying to make you feel good all the time about the relationship you had with them.
That's reality.
Yeah.
Reality, folks.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call, Frank.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
So we know what to get Frank for Christmas is a box of coal.
Yeah, we want to remind him of the good old days.
Yeah, we have his best interest at heart.
Yeah, we need to take a break here, too, I guess.
All right, if you want to call in and have something to discuss, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of one step and back of themselves, and they're slow of moving. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die from the cold.
Are we ready?
In the
Sovereign Land, man.
I think we're on.
We're on.
That's Sovereign Land Radio. We're back. Yeah, that one's a little late in the draw today, but we can't forget about LaVoy Finnegan. So
there you go.
Had to get it played.
And with that, we got another caller on the line. We got Mary Lou. Good morning, Mary Lou.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing good.
The
you?
Fun never stops.
Doing good. This goes back a few years when our youngest son was probably late teens, and we were going through probably Montgomery Ward catalog or something. And like,
now you're going back in time.
You're dating yourself.
Rich, what do you want for Christmas? Mom, just give me that green stuff, meaning money. And I said, are you sure you want green stuff? And he says, yeah, that sounds good to me. So I took some green construction paper, cut it in strips, and put it in a box and wrapped it up really pretty. And Rich opened it up, and he looked at it, and he started taking all his paper out. He said, there's got to be something in there. And I said, what did you ask for? He said, green stuff. I said, what did you get? Green stuff. We gave him a box of construction paper.
Very nice.
Very good. So,
anyway, you guys have a good day.
Thanks, all right, Mary. Thanks for calling in. Well, we appreciate it.
I got to tell my story about the Christmas thing then, because when this was when we moved to Reading years ago, 20 years ago, the kids were, I don't remember how old, but we were having Christmas, right? And I had a house down there on Railroad Avenue, and there was like four houses in a row, and I was in the end house way on the end. Well, it was the smallest house they had at the time that I got it, and I had my office running out of there and so forth. And so I had been looking for a bigger place, and the bigger place, the one at the front of the first house in the line was one of the biggest houses, opened up. So I went over and rented it, got the keys to it and so forth, and had the Christmas tree in the old house, and nobody knew that I'd moved. I kept it a secret that I had gotten this other house. So I loaded up all the Christmas trees, and all
presents
and all that stuff into the Christmas tree, a bigger one, over into the new house. And that's the only thing that was in that house. Well, when the kids got there, I gave them this. I just reeled them in. I played them like fish. I told them, something? This year we're not giving out any presents because what we're going to do is we're going to walk around and sing carols in the neighborhood. You guys haven't been that good. And, so we're just going to, we're just going to sing carols and, we'll talk about family and God and nobody's going to get any presents and so forth. And then when they woke up in the morning, I took some charcoal and wrote their little names on the charcoal and put it all underneath the tree in the house and then said, let's go out for a walk. Now, first they thought I was kidding, but the farther that this went, you could just see the smiles just coming off their faces. It's like, we're walking down the street and they're like, I guess he means it, because I've been known to pull stuff like this. And so, they were practically crying and I was just letting them play and flop around and then I walked down and walked up to this house and said, wow, this looks like this door's open, and walked up to the house and opened the door and there were all the presents. So it was one of the best Christmases that we ever had. But that coal goes a long way. The humiliation. Now, I also wanted to talk a little bit about the Boy Scouts here, which are now the Scouts. And I don't know how many we got the LBGTQ, XYZ, LSD. I don't even know what this all stands for anymore. That we're dancing around. So now we have the Scouts who are letting anybody in. And I got a little comic here, a little meme or whatever, that has the boys crossed out and says Scouts. And it says, on my honor, I will do my best to be politically correct, to establish safe spaces, to fill all gender diversity quotas, and to check my toxic microaggressive male privilege, so help me whatever. Does that not say everything that we've been just talking about?
Pretty much. It has just been boiled down to complete mush.
Complete stupidity.
Mush.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like you can't even be a boy anymore. And a Boy Scout. Now you've got to cater to a bunch of special interest garbage that is ridiculous.
That's just wrong.
If they want to form their own LBGQ Scouts, go ahead.
Yeah.
Right? It's
Leave
wrong.
My kid out of it.
I'm actually writing a letter to the Boy Scouts revoking my Eagle Scout.
Yeah.
Well, what would they do if everybody that has sons or grandsons in there and said, no more, what would they do?
the whole organization would fold. But that is the purpose of it in the first place.
They lost almost 450,000 members the next day.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about them being scouts. It's about them taking over the organization so there are no scouts. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Same crap as usual.
Yeah, that's fine. But with that, we got Roberta on the line. Hey, Roberta, what do you got?
Well, I just couldn't resist. In our family, I want to add a little balance here. In our family, we don't spank. However, we have marble jars. Daddy has a big marble jar, which is full at the beginning, and the kids each have a marble jar. If they're doing things, something specially good, they can take a marble from Daddy's jar and put it in their jar. And if they're not, they have to empty their jar back into Daddy's jar. Well, the whole point is that to begin with, you decide on what prize they're going to get if they can fill up their marble jars. Well, let me tell you, it doesn't take very many dumping marble jars back to Daddy's jar when they get it. And it has worked beautifully in our family.
Well, as long as there's consequences, and it depends on the kids. You know, we talk a little bit about this corporal punishment, but, you know, some kids, you look at them harshly, and that's all you need. Mm-hmm. And then there's some that, hey, they're ready to fist fight you, you know, if you say something harsh to them. So it has to be specifically tailored to the children that you have and what kind of attitudes they have
and
so forth.
It has to be a consistency to it. Instead of this time it's okay, that time it's not, or whatever, or when mommy feels good or whatever to discipline. You got to be consistent with it.
It's kind of like training the horse. You're not training them so you can smack them. You're training them so you don't have to smack them.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be the goal. And if that works, I think that's great, Roberta.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll add my Christmas story. When I was in the first grade here at Pine Street School, I went shopping with my mother, and we went to Burton's Shoe Store, which was on Market Street, and I tried on a pair of shoes that had the cutest little, I think they were velvet, and they had the prettiest little flies on the toe.
You got to hurry, Roberta. We're almost out of time.
Okay. So anyway, what happened is that I found them in the closet, and so when I opened them at Christmas time, they didn't fit me because my mother had taken them back and traded them for some that didn't fit. And so I didn't get my shoes, and that's how I learned not to peek at Christmas time.
There you go. Good story.
All right. We appreciate you sharing that with us.
Very good.
Yeah, I don't have a Christmas story because when I was a kid, I listened to everybody else's Christmas story.
I did. I found my doll one year, and then when it was under the tree, it wasn't a big deal, and I didn't like Christmas, and then I thought, well, I'm never doing this again because it's no fun.
I
dug around in the closet and found the doll.
I didn't have any of that problem because I was a perfect child.
Yeah.
So,
with
that said,
there is clouds
that's
outside.
It. We're at the end of the show. Hey, government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. You're born an original. Don't die a copy. And you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a great week.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Red.